5.1 in Rockland. And if you have anything that you'd like to share with us concerning the Maine outdoors, go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. And we're introducing the crew here tonight. We have Norm Plord back there, and we have Jim Layton that are in our bulletproof glass studio. And we're just trying to figure out a few of the bugs that we have on the board tonight. But we'll persevere. And I did want to make an announcement. And this is kind of a special Northwoods Sporting Journal announcement that we are in pursuit of someone who would like to do some part-time advertising sales in the Farmington, Rangeley, Skowhegan area. The position pays generous commissions, and the Northwoods Sporting Journal will train you. So prior sales experience is helpful, but not required. Anyone with interest should call Vic Morin at 732-4880 or 735-8741. So if you're interested in a sales position selling advertising for the Northwoods Sporting Journal, feel free to give us a call. Again, that's up at the main office. Contact Vic Morin at 732-4880. Okay. Let's go to the Outdoor Digest. The Outdoor Digest is brought to you this week and every week by the Northwoods Sporting Journal and Northwoods Publications. And let's see. First, we have our sunrise. Today was at 7:12. Sunset was at 4:09. And the length of day is 8 hours and 51 minutes. So, Jim, were you around for either one of those? I could hear microphones out there. But
yes, I was.
You were?
As a matter of fact, hey, I want to thank Jeff Rockliffe for letting us know we are on the air. Thank you, Jeff. He's out at camp, he and his wife.
That's good. Yeah. Wouldn't be right if we did everything by the book, would it?
Well, you know, I guess not.
Wouldn't be as entertaining.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a show.
Well, good.
If they only knew.
That's right. The last full moon was the cold moon. That was on December 22nd. And the next full moon is on January 20th. And that one is named the wolf moon, full wolf moon. So,
wow. I think when we come in tonight, the way the wind was blowing, it's definitely a howling wind. I don't know about the wolf.
Cold, yes, it is. That was what we were wondering what was going by the window. It was probably a somebody's trash can flying by the window.
That or my car.
I thought it was a deer. Yeah. Well, I didn't know if I. I don't think I've talked to you. I went down to the inauguration. Ooh. In Augusta on Wednesday evening. Yep. That was entertaining, to say the least, if you watched it on TV.
Nope.
It's kind of one of those bipartisan things where, you know, sometimes you have to embrace change. So it's coming whether you wanted it or not. And, you know, it was a very entertaining ceremony. And I had a friend from high school that attended it with me. And all went well. And of course, I know Judy Camuso.
Yes.
Has been.
I think that was a good choice.
Tapped from all accounts that I've talked with folks and everything that I've read, she seems to be a great nominee for the position, and you know, everybody's looking forward to what her priority. Of course, every commissioner comes in and knows what their priorities are, and sometimes they get. They get updated as they go, but I know Chandler Woodcock has been in there for most of, if not all of, Governor LePage's term. So everybody seems to have a good feeling about her. So we're looking forward to having a discussion with her at some point and maybe even get her on the show.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? I'd love to. You know, she's quite a birder. She comes from the is it the not Humane Society?
Audubon.
Audubon, yeah.
Yeah.
I should know. They're just up the road from where I live.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I know she spoke of quite highly.
Yeah, I did read Bob DeShane's article
there. Yes, wasn't that a great article?
Yeah, he's been on the show
yeah.
A number of times. So
he says he blew the coffee right out through his nose, some of the comments.
Yeah.
We have a fellow that wants to talk about his ice fishing, not ice fishing, but the Derby.
Oh.
Do you want to get him on, Norm? Yeah, he's on right now. Are you there?
I am here.
All right. Go for it.
Is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, Jim. How are you?
Good. You can be with us. We're going to do our trivia question right now, and then we're going to go to a commercial break. And then when we come back, I want to talk a lot about the Schoodick Lake Ice Fishing Derby with you.
I don't have to answer the trivia question, do I?
No, no. And the answer is not brrr either. All right. Our trivia question for tonight, and it is good for, I will send the winner. I can hear you, by the way. I will send the winner a copy of the latest Mastic record book. Ooh. So this is good for a copy of the Maine Antler and Skull Trophy book. And I would like to know, what is the coldest temperature ever recorded in Maine? The coldest temperature ever recorded in Maine. If you think you know the answer to that, give us a call right here at 1-800-966-1039. 1-800-966-1039. We'll be right back after these messages. Good evening. Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. I'm the host for the evening, Jim Thorne, just joining us. We asked a trivia question before we went on break, and that was, according to Wikipedia and also on the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration site, what is the coldest temperature ever recorded in Maine? And I understand we have a caller that may know that. Are you there, caller?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. Who do we have? Where are you calling from?
My name's Tom. I'm calling from Millinocket.
All right. Is the wind blowing up there in Millinocket tonight?
Yeah, it's starting to pick up. It's going to be nippy, I believe.
Yeah. Well, you think you might have an answer for a trivia question?
Yeah, I think it's minus 50.
Minus 50. You know, you're absolutely right, according to Wikipedia and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. I would have thought that it would have gotten much colder than that at some point, because I remember we had an We had a thermometer that went off the charts. It stopped displaying a temperature because it went below that temperature that it was rated for. But you're right, 50 below, and it was recorded on January 16th, 2009. So coming up on a 10-year anniversary, you know, we would have thought maybe it might have got colder back in the day, but nobody ever recorded it. But
yeah, the coldest I ever remember was 40 below. That was just the buck thermometer.
That's yeah.
I lived here my whole life, and that was most I ever heard.
Yeah, and, you know, I lived in Alaska, and people said, boy, that must have been cold. And I said, you know, I'd rather spend a winter, I think, in Alaska than I would northern Maine, because it got pretty cold and windy up there. I'm sure with a wind chill factor, it's been much below that, but minus 50. Well, congratulations. But we get done here, I'll put you through to Norm. Don't hang up. He'll get your full name and address so he can send you that Mastic book.
Great.
Been doing any ice fishing up there in Millinocket yet?
No, but I plan on going out coyote hunting probably tomorrow morning, calling them.
Good.
Try that. Something to do.
Yeah, no, they should be getting to that point right now where they should be responding. So good for you. Well, all right, Tom, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, and congratulations. And I'll put you through to Norm, and he'll get your information.
Yep.
All right. Now, we were talking about the Schoodick Lake Ice Fishing Derby. Mike, are you still there?
I am, Jim.
All right. Thank you for calling in tonight. I just wanted folks to get this on the radar because it's the 57th annual Schoodick Lake Ice Fishing Derby.
That is correct.
And the dates on that are
February 16th and 17th.
February 16th and 17th. So right after you're done having a nice Valentine's Day celebration with your honey, you can spend the weekend out on the ice fishing. Is that right?
That's right.
And what lakes does it include, Mike?
That includes Schoodick Lake and any fish caught in Ebeamy and Sebois and also Boyd Lake.
Okay. And you get an entry fee, I imagine?
Yeah, it's $10 per ticket. The Derby entry fee is included in that. And if you are going to fish the Derby, you do need a ticket stub when you go to register a fish.
Okay. And there's always obviously some drawings that go on as well.
Yeah, we have what we call shore prizes. Those prizes, anybody is eligible to win. You do not have to fish. Your $10 ticket includes that. And there's some very good prizes in there, from whale washing trips to chainsaws to a Jiffy propane ice auger, all donated by local sponsors.
Okay. And I just printed it out here. I had it in my folder. I forgot I had it. But I'm looking at this. Now, there's two tagged trout in Schoodick Lake. Is that correct?
That is correct. This year it's something new. Our friends at Trask Insurance here in town come to us with the idea of tagging a couple fish. Those are going to be two stock trout. They're going to be put in Schoodick Lake. They're going to have a tag on them. If either one of those fish are caught during the Derby, Trask Insurance will give them a check for $500.
Wow. That's...
And I actually I spoke with the Trask earlier before I came on, and if they're not caught during the Derby, they are willing to give $100 to anyone that catches the tagged fish between the end of the Derby and June 30th.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's
just to keep it rolling a little bit.
Yeah. It's not all for nothing, you know, if nobody catches them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And you do have payouts in Togue
salmon trout. Yep. We have it's $3,775 in cash prizes. Like I said, Togue salmon trout, first prize is $400 each.
Yeah.
Second prize is $200 each. And third place is $100 each. And then over in the cusk, perch, pickle, and bass category, we will give the biggest one of those $200 and the second biggest one $100.
Wow. No, everywhere I go, I kind of see, I hear a lot about the Schoodick Lake Ice Fishing Derby.
It's the longest continuous running fishing derby in the state.
Mm-hmm.
We're very lucky. Usually it's the same sponsors over and over. And,
right.
It attracts a lot of people to the communities, not just Milo or Brownville, from all over. Traffic is usually heavy that weekend, and I know the merchants here in town really have a good weekend the weekend we put it on.
Yeah. And for those...
That also, Jim, I believe, is the State Free Fish Weekend.
Okay. That's good to know.
We try to plan it around that.
Yeah.
That attracts more fishermen.
Yeah. And just for anybody, which goes hand in hand with that, I was just reading this off the flyer. You got a bonus prize.
The bonus prize is the largest togue or salmon. And Bailey Lumber here in town started this a couple years ago. They decided that whoever gets the largest togue or salmon for the Derby, they will buy them a lifetime fishing license.
Wow. That's a great one right there.
That's a good prize.
Yeah. So whichever the largest fish is between togue or salmon.
Yep.
It's
basically the largest fish of the Derby.
Okay. Which usually ends up being a togue or a salmon.
Togue or a salmon, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
last year we registered 770 fish, which was the second biggest year since 2010.
Yeah.
And we average about 600 fish a year.
Yeah. Now I know Schoodick is a big lake. Is that what do we got for ice on that? What's the latest reports?
Latest report I've heard is 6 to 8 inches. People are on it. They're traveling it.
Okay.
6 to 8. I would still caution anybody that's going to go out there to check before you go.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's a big lake. It's a deep lake. And always, I'd rather have people be safe than sorry.
Sure. You know, that's a probably ice fishing. There's key spots that people like to focus on, too.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, it's funny. The winners every year seem to be the same names over and over and over.
Darn it. Maybe we ought to have him on the show.
Yeah, I can give a little information out. The Trask did tell me that one stock trout will be placed in Lakeview.
Yeah.
And one stock trout will be placed at the Knight's Landing end.
Okay.
And those will be the two tagged fish. So.
Yeah. Our in-laws have camped down there on the Knight's Landing end.
And
nice. There's a shallow bar that goes way out in there. We're always watching people drive by with the big boats going, you know, and there's a rock out there that I can stand on that's about, you know, 300 yards out, and I can stand on it, and I'm up to my knees in water.
There's probably a few boats that's probably hit that rock.
Yeah, there were a few scars on it. But, of course, the water level doesn't vary too much there. But
I would say, Jim, this year, every year we select a charitable donation where we donate $1 from every ticket sold.
Mm-hmm.
The fire department votes on that every year. Last year, I believe it was the Angel Flight. We've done the Angel, not the Angel Flight, excuse me, the House in the Woods.
Okay.
And we donate $1 from every ticket sold. This year, the department voted to donate $1 from every ticket to the Shriners Hospital for Children.
Okay.
So at the end of the Derby, the amount of tickets, if we sell 3,000 tickets, we give them a check for $3,000.
That's great. That's great.
And all money taken in from the Derby goes right back into the community, either to donations,
mm-hmm.
or it does. Some money has gone to our new training center we're in the process of building for the fire department, and also does purchase some specialized equipment for the department.
Okay. And where can somebody register?
Way stations are, there'll be one at Knight's Landing, one at the Lakeview Landing, and one at the Milo Fire Station.
Okay, so one of those three areas.
One of those three, and they're open until 5:30 Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you catch a fish at 8 o'clock, don't think you need to bring it right in. You get until 5:30 that afternoon. I would caution people that at about 5 o'clock, the lines do get fairly lengthy.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And is there an online?
There is an online. It's under TRC Maine. Our poster's on there.
Okay, trcmaine.org.
.org, yep.
Yeah. And also, I'm looking at, in the Northwood Sporting Journal on page 75 of the January issue, there's a good rundown of the prizes and sponsors there, too.
Absolutely. And the prizes are, the grand prize is a 2019 Sportsman 450 four-wheeler Polaris sponsored, purchased from Coveside Wheel and Ski.
Okay. Well.
And that $10 ticket will get your name into that and also register you for the Derby.
That's wonderful. So mark your calendar, weekend right after Valentine's Day, February 16th and 17th, the Schoodick Lake Ice Fishing Derby. Mike Harris, thank you for joining us.
Jim, thanks for having us.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages.
More Maine Outdoors next on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 Rockland, the voice of Maine.
Welcome back to the Maine Outdoors. I'm your host for the evening, Jim Thorne. If you're just joining us and you have any information that you'd like to pass along to us, it's been a long hiatus here for us. We were gone over essentially Christmas and New Year's, and now we're back with a live show, and it's always exciting here. We had a little trouble on our first onset, but we got it mastered, and we're up and running and good to go now.
Paul's on the phone.
And let's see. We have a caller on the line right now.
Yeah, it's Paul Bernier.
Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, this is Paul Bernier, and he is the, what's your official title up there, Paul? Chairman?
It's the chairman, yes, of the Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby.
The Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby. And what are the dates on that, Paul?
It's going to be Saturday and Sunday, January 26th and 27th.
Okay.
Yep.
And that is on, I'm looking at it right now, you got a full-page ad in the Northwoods Sporting Journal on page 54, the January issue. It is Long Lake, Cross Lake, St. Froid, Square, Eagle, Glacier Lake, Bow, and Portage Lakes, Carpon, and the St. John River. Does that sound about right?
Correct. Yeah, it's 10 water bodies, 9 lakes and 1 river, yes.
Okay. And you've been having some good turnout for this. This is dubbed Maine's largest ice fishing derby. Is that correct?
We took the initiative about 3 years ago, and we claimed ourselves as being the Maine's largest ice fishing derby as far as registrations. Totally not all prizes value.
Yeah,
because Sebago does a great job,
right?
But as far as turnout, it's definitely the Maine's largest ice fishing derby.
Wow, and you have some great payouts.
It's that's the attraction for a lot of these people. I mean, we have people all over the state of Maine that come, and New Hampshire. We've had people from Pennsylvania, across the border, and in Canada.
Yeah,
and definitely the prizes are a huge incentive for these people to join.
And you've had plenty of cold weather up there, so you got plenty of ice everywhere, I would imagine.
Oh, my God. Where my shanty is, put it out Christmas afternoon on the 25th, and we had 12 inches of solid, clear ice, and right now we're about 18, 19 inches in the same location.
My goodness, that's great. That's great. I always
awesome.
Always like to hear about good ice because, you know, beginning of the year, I get a lot of people that unfortunately test the limits and unfortunate results. But that's good. You got plenty of ice up there, so everything should be pretty safe as long as everybody practices good safety on their snow sleds and no drinking and driving.
Do they still plow the lake with the big plows?
Yeah. I'll be honest, I plow to my cabin where I fish. There's probably 10 or 12 shanties, and myself and a couple others who have plows, we keep the road open. We try anyway.
Yeah. Last time I was up there, they had a big wide road all the way down across the lake. It was pretty good.
Okay. So were you in St. Agatha?
No, Eagle Lake.
Oh, Eagle. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Eagle Lake, they had a 10-mile road in Eagle Lake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I drove by, I think there's one spot there just north of Sinclair. They had, I think it was an electrical line going out to the shacks. Electricity?
Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah, he runs an electrical line from his house. He goes through a culvert that crosses underneath the road, and
yep.
Then he puts stakes up and gets to his cabin. Yes. Yeah.
Roughing it smoothly, as my father would say.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, there's no kerosene and anything else like that. It's all electrical, pretty much.
Yeah. Now, I just want to let the listeners know, when I say these are generous payouts, first prize for salmon, $1,500.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
just the salmon category and the togue.
And togue.
First, second, and third place, we're giving away $3,000.
Yeah. $1,500 for the first place, $1,000 for second place, and $600 for third place in the salmon and lake trout togue category. Brook trout. First prize, $1,000 for the largest brook trout, $800 for second, $500 for third, and so on and so on. Muskie, $1,000 first place, 800, 500 for third. So,
correct. Yeah.
I don't know any. That's great payout right there. And I've been on social media. I've seen some big muskies taken out up there already. You know, 43 inches, 23 pounders.
Wow.
Yeah, our largest muskie to date, and it was last year, was about 20 pounds 8 ounces, if I recall correctly. But it was over 20 pounds.
Wow.
But there's some big ones, and that's why we introduced the St. John River, because there's a lot of muskie in the St. John River.
Yeah, and now will be open water on that, or mostly all ice on the?
That's all ice on.
Ice on. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that sounds like good time, and there's no shortage of places to register. I mean, you can register from Ashland to Caribou, Eagle Lake, Fort Kent, Holton, Madawaska, New Sweden, Coffin Store and Portage, Ben's Trading Post, Presque Isle, all the way up through the Lakeview Restaurant, Town Office.
Dean's?
So, yeah.
Well, no, Coffin's, right across the street.
Exactly. We have 29 registration outlets.
That's great.
Northern Arista County is covered.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have our website, and we have our Facebook page.
Yeah, what's the website, Paul?
The website is www.longlakeicefishingderby.com.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Facebook page, and then we're also on Ice Shanty. That's a popular fisherman's site to go to. So we have a lot of things. I have friends who do a lot of traveling south. I give them posters all the time. They blast that all over the place. So it's been going well.
Yeah. And now the pre-registration dateline is the morning of January 26th.
Correct.
Your base camp is, again, way station is at Long Lake Sporting Club. Right on mm-hmm. Long Lake.
Yeah.
And Muskie Weigh-In Station. You have Joe's Country Store in St. Francis?
Correct. And the reason for that, we introduced muskie probably, I know for sure, it was our fifth annual event. And people were asking for a muskie category. And we ran that by Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. And, of course, with Long Lake being a premier salmon fishery,
mm-hmm.
and that's where our base camp is at the sporting club, Inland Fisheries said, sure, we could include the muskie category, but the weigh station cannot be anywhere near a waterway other than, away from
yeah.
Long Lake or Cross Lake or Score Lake. So
okay.
That's what we came up with, Joe's Country Store in St. Francis.
All right. That's a good compromise, I guess. If you're mm-hmm. just joining us, we're talking with Paul Bernier. He is the Derby chairman for the Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby up in northern Maine, up through primarily Long Lake, Cross Lake, St. Froid, Square, Eagle Lake, Glacier Lake, Bow Lake, and Portage Lake, Carr Pond, and the St. John River. And
a lot of water.
That's a lot of water. And you're going to be, the Derby is on Saturday and Sunday, January 26th and January 27th. That's not that far away. You got lots of ice.
We got lots of ice, and we've got $18,500 in cash. Plus, we have two huge other prizes that we give away. As part of the registration process, you can take chances. We call it the Ultimate Ice Fishing Package.
Mm-hmm.
What it is, it's over $3,000 in materials that people can win.
Right.
And it's all in one package. And you take your chances as you register.
Mm-hmm.
And the other incentive is all two-day registrations automatically qualify, and this is for both adults and youth. Any two-day registrations qualify for a sport shack, ice shack. This is a we purchase an ice shack from Unity Maine, Innovative Specialties, and we detailed it. We insulated the whole inside, and it's all tongue and grooved inside. And it's, as a matter of fact, tomorrow it's going to be detailed on the outside as far as advertising and things like that. And that's over a $4,000 package.
Wow. And I do want to foot stomp that again. You have a youth category, 13 years of age and under, which is a separate category, first, second, third place prizes.
Correct.
For salmon, togue, and brook trout, all, you know, $500 first place, $300 second, $200 for a third place, largest salmon, a set of five heritage fishing tip-ups. That's that's
that
a great.
That goes with the first salmon, yes. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, we actually bumped up the salmon, the youth prize dollar amounts.
Mm-hmm.
Just because there's so many, and that's one thing that we truly believe in is the family atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that makes us feel better than a youngster coming in with a fish with a big smile and watching us weigh it and taking their picture and everything else.
That's great. Well, mark your calendars, January 26th, 27th, Northern Maine Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby. We've been talking with Paul Bernier. He's the Derby chairman. Paul, I want to thank you for taking time out of your Sunday night and calling us and letting us know about your fishing derby, and hope you have lots of success.
Thank you very much, and I want to thank you for the opportunity. Also, I want to put a plug in for our number one benefactor for this derby, and that's the Edgar J. Parity Cancer Fund. We've given over $64,000 in first 13 years. We know after this derby will be over $70,000.
Wow, that's wonderful.
It's a great cause.
Good stuff, Paul.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Enjoy your evening.
Yourself, too.
All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye now. All right. Well.
Wow.
There's all kinds of, you know, that's a fun derby. That's, you know, a lot of activity. You get a lot of people stopping by and...
They're all good people up there, too.
They are. It goes to a good
great
cause
people.
And have a lot of fun, and they keep kids foremost in it, too. So,
yep.
Well, it's that time of the show when we talk about General Appliances and Al Elkin and his fine crew over there on 91 Center Street in Brewer. He does everything with gas appliances, and he does everything for refrigerators and composting toilets.
Ride the wave, baby.
Yes, sir. Be a little frozen wave right now, Jim.
Well, we got a fur line on there that's heated.
I had to make that mention of that up there where they have the electricity line going out to these set of probably five or six ice fishing shacks. Funniest thing, you know, you can just imagine them sitting out there.
Well, we could learn from the Japanese. They do have heated thrones to sit on.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
yes, they do.
There's been a lot of innovation. And they could probably get with Al Elkin and bring out some propane appliances and heaters.
Yes,
He was. I stopped and talked to him about, I have an office space up over the garage I'm working on, and I wanted a small Empire propane heater for the, you know, relatively small space of the office, something that I could throw on and, you know, come back out in 15 minutes and have it all be warmed up for the morning. So he is a helpful man. He's got a repair shop over there. He does repairs. He sells new and used appliances. He will help you out if you think you have something that you want to run by him. He will certainly help you out and give you good advice.
You know, so. I've got to tell you, he's got a propane light over there that my cousin Lorraine Parsons bought. And she says all she has to do is just push the button and it lights. And there's no big noise, there's no flashes, nothing.
Wow.
She loves it. She just had a new home built and she had those put in.
Yeah. No, that's, like I say, he'll help you out if you give him the problem. Chances are he's got a solution for it. So,
oh, yes.
General Appliance over on 91 Center Street in Brewer, right across the bridge by Parker K. Bailey and take a right and a quick left, and he's right there on the right. Al Elkin, give him a call, 989-4341. And all a proud sponsor of the Maine Outdoors.
You're right, and he's affordable.
That's right. Well, if you just joined us tonight, we've been talking with some ice fishing derby from the Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby and also the Scudic Lake Ice Fishing Derby coming up next month. And that's kind of one of the cruxes of what we have going on right now for across Maine is ice fishing derbies and sportsman shows. Right now, those are kicking off. I know there's one in Vermont this month, and ours will be coming up here in Maine shortly. Let's see. What else we got on our radar? Probably one of the quickest ones is, let me give you a number. And then we'll see if we can get our next guest on. And okay. For some reason our phone lines aren't behaving the way they should, but we apologize. We'll be getting right back with you. We are also talking about the Inland Fisheries and Wildlife page at the Maine Department of Inland Fisheries and Wildlife. If you go on there, they have all of the, in the fishing section, all of the ice fishing tournaments that are on there. So I always encourage everybody. There are so many that we really can't read off all of them. If you're involved in one and you would like to call us in here any Sunday night this winter, Greg Burr will be on next week, and we encourage you to call us. And the number here, you can write it down, 1-800-966-1039, 1-800-966-1039. And we have a caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, caller, can you hear me?
Hey, Jim, it's Kevin Freeman, how are you?
Good, Kevin, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
We just we covered a lot of ground right now up north for the ice fishing derbies that were going on in Milo at Scudic Lake and surrounding areas, and also talked with Paul Bernier about the Long Lake Ice Fishing Derby.
And they have a big event up there at Long Lake the last weekend of this month in January, the last weekend of January. It attracts a lot of people.
But yeah, yeah.
Really good time. Anybody down that way that's never been up here, it's an easy ride up, and I know the ice conditions sometimes in southern Maine aren't that great, and this might be the first chance anybody's got a chance to go on out and ice fish or participate in the derby, so Paul's group does a really nice job up there every year.
Yeah, and I want to familiarize everybody with you, Kevin. You own the sled shop in Presque Isle,
yeah,
right at the top of the hill before you come into town, right on the right, and... You know, you see a lot of sledders come through there, I'm sure.
Yeah, well, being on US 1, we're right on the entrance to Presque Isle and, you know, the central part of Aroostook County. So I've been doing this for 26 years, and I'm well familiar with the winter recreation scene up here, especially on snowmobiling. And we're a Skidoo snowmobile dealer also, and we do rentals and service and sales, but... A lot of people stop by on the way by here on their first time in the county, and they get a lot of information from us. It could range from ice fishing to snowmobile trail conditions to, you know, where to go to eat or where to snowmobile out to. You know, we plan trips and in informal things for people while they're here. If it's their first time, they need a little information. We're kind of like Snowmobile Central here.
Yeah, yeah. How are trails up there right now?
So there's a 2-foot base on the ground right now. I know most of your audience is in the Augusta Waterville area, and there's looking at the snow map tonight, there might be 4 or 5 inches on the ground, maybe according to the weather service down that way. But there's more snow coming for everybody here in the next few days, and we're actually looking forward to around another 8 inches of snow, maybe even 12 by Wednesday night. So,
wow.
Conditions are really, really good. I had my helmet on yesterday, did 150 miles of riding, and left Pascal, went up towards Long Lake, and the trails were very good. There was moderate traffic, wasn't heavy. There was a lot. Some people out on the trail wasn't as heavy as I thought. So
yeah,
the trails are holding up really well.
And a lot of ice up there.
Yeah, I've spoken with Ken Martin. He owns the Long Lake Sporting Club, and Ken's one of those organizers on the Derby and headquarters for the Fishing Derby at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Ken, actually, one of his responsibilities actually is to mark the trail along the ice up there. It's not a groomed trail, but if people want to travel the ice from place to place up there, they follow the stakes. And Ken's one of the guys that drills the ice and puts those stakes out there, and they completed that job a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I spoke with him last night directly, and I said, hey, Ken, what'd you find for ice? And he said about 10 to 11 inches. So good, solid ice up there right now. And, of course, if someone's not familiar with the lake, it's always best to check with local people for conditions before you go out on the ice. But
sure.
Where the stakes are, it's really, really good. So
yeah.
They don't put stakes out, let's say. So.
Yeah. Now, I know last year, was it last year they did the carousel?
Yeah, they did a world record attempt. The diameter was well over a mile in circumference. The ice was cut the end of March, and it took a week or so longer than they expected because the depth of the ice was over 24 inches of ice there.
Huh.
And they thought they could cut it with chainsaws, but they found out that the chainsaw doesn't make a wide enough passage. So, I mean, they successfully made it all the way around, but the ice would jam. It wouldn't rotate.
Yeah, almost freeze back instantly.
Yeah. Correct. So they ended up using ice augers, and they drilled something like 3,000 ice auger holes last year. And I think there's an attempt to maybe even do a bigger one this year, but they haven't released the information yet. So,
wow, no, that's quite a spectacle. We went by, of course, we drove by on the, I'm not sure what they call the road right there that goes from Martin's store up to Santa Gap, but all you could see is the stakes and the flags. You really had to see it from above to appreciate the.
With the drones and stuff that are available today, a lot of nice YouTube footage that was put out. So some of them went out there, and you can try to search Long Lake Ice Carousel or something like that. And it was a record attempt. It was held by people out in Finland, I believe. And those folks were great enough to actually build a trophy and mail it to the folks here in Northern Maine and say, congratulations, job well done.
Yeah.
And the rumor is there's folks out in Minnesota are a little jealous of the whole situation. They're going to attempt to beat it this year. The guys here in Northern Maine are being prepared to actually go on out and build another one this year that'll be bigger than the one in Minnesota.
Good.
I guess we don't have a whole lot to do here in Northern Maine here in the wintertime. Why not cut holes in the ice, I guess.
I have an Air Force friend when I was in the Air Force, and he lives out in Minnesota, and we're always, I'm teasing him back and forth about the Vikings and the Patriots and so forth. So
Well, I don't think Minnesota's in the playoffs, and the Pats are still alive so far.
So. That's right. I think they play the L.A. Chargers was determined today when the Chargers beat the Ravens. So
the Ravens.
I wish they would have been able to play the Ravens somehow after I watched how they played. But
Just before I called you, I was watching the end of the Chicago-Philadelphia game, and it looks like Chicago had a chance with 5 seconds to go to win it, but they missed the field goal.
I know my brother-in-law is a Chicago Bears fan, so.
Yep.
Well, all right. Thank you. Talking again to Kevin Freeman up at the sled shop in Presque Isle. How are conditions up? We got a few minutes. Have you checked on what they are up in the Gaspé? I know you always go up there for a trip.
Well, I do. And you know, the big rainstorm that kind of wiped out most of New England here a week or so ago was all the way up to Gaspé.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, they come to Northern Maine and they look at us and go, wow, this is the end of the world. I know there's another 300 and some odd miles of land in the north of us in this really beautiful country up there in the Gaspé Peninsula of Quebec. And I got a lot of friends up there that told me that although the trail system is open, there's a lot of water cuts and a lot of washouts that they're dealing with, the same sort of issues that we are. So
okay.
Even though they're a couple more hour drive further north, they're still encountering similar conditions. That
all right.
About two foot of snow on the ground there. So.
Okay, Kevin, we're up against the clock. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Okay. Yep.
And we'll pass along the information. Take care.
Yep. Take care, Jim.
All right. Make sure you join us next week, next Sunday night, right here. Greg Burr will be in, our Down East Fisheries biologist, telling you all kinds of good things right here on the Maine Outdoors.